Chapter 4. Luke had heard the anecdote before, and it had changed with every telling, shifting shape under Fernando's embellishments. Improbably, a rabbi had now been added to the cast of characters. Fernando claimed to have gotten the story straight from the horse's mouth, a society lady who was woken one night in her bed by the intimate kisses of a man. She knew it couldn't be her husband, because he was away in Lyon on business. But she wasn't sure at first just which of her many lovers it might be. She soon rejected the Romanian sculptor. Where was the rasp of his thick stubble between her thighs? As for the young Polish composer, well, it wasn't impossible, but he had always been a bit squeamish about that sort of thing. And the rabbi, who wasn't at all squeamish about that sort of thing, seemed an unlikely candidate, what with it being a Saturday night. Stumped, she was about to slide her hands beneath the covers in search of clues, but it was so good, so very good, that in the end she just lay there and allowed herself to be transported to a place she had never been before. When she finally awoke, she was alone and none the wiser. The next morning, after breakfast, she telephoned each of her lovers in turn and established, in discreet, roundabout ways, that none of them had been the mysterious visitor. This left the only other two people present in the apartment at the time, her 17-year-old stepson and the maid. Cornering the stepson in his bedroom, she asked, "Did you enjoy yourself last night?" The boy blushed with embarrassment before finally blurting out, "You won't tell father, will you?" "Of course not," she replied. "I've never done it before." "You don't expect me to believe that, do you?" "I promise. It's the first time I've slipped out at night, and I was back before sunrise."
Amelie gave a loud gasp.
"It was the maid?"
Fernando spread his hands.
"Who else?"
"The boy was out on the town, living it up."
He caught their elderly waiter's eye.